Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg today up to 24 degrees, Pretoria 26 and Rustenburg a high of 28.
An accident in Kempton Park on the R24 westbound before the Barbara Road exit that's causing queuing traffic.
In your sport, Steve Borthwick makes four changes to the England starting 15 to face the world champs tomorrow. And both Italy and France book their places in the Nations League quarterfinals.
Miss South Africa Mia Le Roux has withdrawn from this weekend's Miss Universe competition. The Miss SA organisers issued a statement on its social media platforms earlier this morning saying Le Roux has had to withdraw due to health concerns. The Miss Universe 2024 pageant will be held in Mexico City tomorrow. Lebogang Dashe has more.
28-year-old is quoted as saying that this was an incredible, challenging decision to make and that she is thankful for the support that she has received during her time spent at the Miss Universe competition. She was diagnosed with profound hearing loss at the age of one, and as a result, she was fitted with a cochlear implant. Le Roux became the first deaf Miss South Africa when she was crowned in August. Lebogang Dashe, Jacaranda FM News.
The story is at jacarandafm.com. The Broncos Parade Magistrates Court will this morning hear the bail application of alleged diamond scammer Louis Liebenberg and his wife Desiree. The Liebenbergs and seven others were arrested last month and charged with more than 50 counts linked to an alleged diamond investment scam that saw thousands of unsuspecting investors lose more than 4 billion rand. The other seven accused are out on bail of between 5,000 and 100,000 rand. Masachaba Sefularu has more.
At his last appearance, Louis Liebenberg alleged he was mistreated and threatened by prison officials, allegedly on special orders from the Minister of Correctional Services, Pieter Groenewald. Groenewald has since vehemently denied the claims. While the state did not oppose bail for the other seven accused, it is asking the court to refuse the release of Liebenberg, the alleged mastermind of the multi-billion rand scam, and his wife Desiree on bail. Masachaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News.
It's the first morning after Johannesburg Water started with the new measure of throttling water supply through the night. This is on top of level one water restrictions that are already in place for the metro. Water and Sanitation Minister Pemi Mojadina said this week that these measures are to allow reservoirs to recover and to save water. In international news, in the Ukraine's southern port city of Odessa, one person was killed and thousands left without electricity after a massive Russian attack. The strikes through the night set apartments alight, damaged churches and educational institutions, and knocked out the heating system for thousands of residents amidst the severe winter cold. Russia has recently stepped up aerial attacks across Ukraine, while Kiev has intensified its attacks on Russian military and energy targets. And the largest coral ever recorded has been found by scientists in the Solomon Islands in the Southwest Pacific Ocean. The discovery was announced at the same time as the UN Climate Talks COP92 in Baku, Azerbaijan, where strategies to tackle climate change are being discussed. I'm Gerda de Souza. Jou top story die uur, mevrou Suid-Afrika onttrek uit die naweekse mevrou heelal kompetisie om gesondheidsredes.
Nothing like an unexpected throttling in the middle of the night. What? I'm too scared to ask what it means.
That throttling lasted the whole night. It was from 9 p.m. to 4 a.m. this morning.
So and that
was
they the just first reduced one. The pressure.
So they reduced the pressure. The problem is that you cannot necessarily then washing. There won't be enough water pressure for things like the pressure and that kind of thing. And that is to allow the water towers to fill up again.
Thing that stands in the corner of the kitchen, what do you call it again? The
dishwasher.
Yeah. Okay. Also, and then the right. Other one.
The stort.
The other one. It gets boring watching it after a while. What is it called?
The washing machine.
Yes, that's it, yeah.
Okay.
thingamajig.
Listen, I'm sorry, Joburg. Yeah. Is it affecting you?
So, we don't necessarily use the water.
It's a yes, no. If you're not sure, is the water
know.
Pressure
so
lower?
Today we'll see. Because it happened last night. So today we'll see how that pressure is affecting us.
It's just your side of town every time.
Yeah, well, I haven't.